Да, в некоторых случаях, наверное.
Yes, in some cases, perhaps you do need to cool, but I think generally you need to pick the right period where you have the appropriate environmental temperature. That's when you should do the harvest. But if we're growing, for example, well, grapes, there are types that you can eat straight away, or others that are for processing. Some of the grapes you're not going to do anything to because it just increases the cost of them. Other times you need to do actions to avoid it being ruined. For some nuts, for example, you need to do certain things to just make sure that the level of toxins is not increased. The chlorotoxin is an issue for nuts, but what about grapes also? It's incorrect practices in the field. We all know that increase the level of chlorotoxin. In our region, we have drying in the fields, which is when you can get the chlorotoxin, and that's the main problem. The practices, the correct practices, are not always complied with. And so, however you sort or wash or re-dry or reprocess the product, if it's been incorrectly dried in the field, you have the chlorotoxins. Perhaps in the instructions we could indicate how that toxin could be removed from the product, if that's possible. That would be great. Perhaps there is a secret that you could let us know about how to remove the toxins afterwards. Otherwise, we need to avoid them appearing. Thank you.